Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Dance with Mental Health with Meg Dog and Doc Reimers. That's me, psychologist in New Jersey. Dance with Mental Health is a talk show that looks at various mental health diagnoses in positive ways. When you dance with your mental health condition, you are taking the right steps to move towards emotional healing with acceptance at every turn. The next few episodes are dedicated to helping you and your family members get off to a new start this year, regardless of what your diagnosis is. It's time to take a personal inventory, review some of the problems you've had in this last year, and find some new strategies to resolve the issues. New Year's resolutions are only helpful if we can see where we came from, that is, you know, all the mistakes we've made, so that we can have a better direction of where we're heading. Tonight's show is Bipolar Disorder and the New Year. Hi, Meg Dog. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Doc. How are you?
Good, good. I know it's been a while, a few weeks here with the holidays and so forth and vacations, but we're back on the air.
Back on a new season.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And I think this is a very important topic, is to see where we're headed this year.
Yes, I definitely. This is a great, great topic because you get to review of what you've done in the past and hopefully, you know, whatever you're doing good, keep on doing. And what you think you can change, you can work on a new strategy for the new year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I find that some of the problems is that, you know, we make these goals and these are the same goals that we set year after year, and we don't put any, you know, we don't make put these goals in writing. They don't become real, and then once we're not able to do some of the goals, like for example, like if we've started a little bit this year and then we haven't completed them, or then we start to feel that, oh, this isn't going to work, and we just give up. And
yeah. You see that people give up, you know, after they don't follow through of what they want to do, and then they say, forget it, and then they just don't start it back. It's never too late. It's never too late to, you know, a lot of people do the, you know, I'm going to exercise more, you know, and after a little bit of, you know, doing the exercise and then say the next week they only do it once and then the next week it's, let's forget about it. Restart it the next day. That's all you got to do. There's nothing saying that you can't keep on going.
Right, right. You know, I was just curious. I mean, I know that you are, you know, a bipolar peer specialist, and I wanted to, yeah, I know you do a lot of things online with, you know, supporting people. And, you know, they trust you and so forth. And I was wondering, you know, this year, what some of the common family conflicts are, or what might be unique, for example, for a person who has bipolar disorder, what should they be working on this year?
Well, I think what I'm hearing a lot with I'd say the New Year's resolutions, they're saying that they want to educate themselves more, mm-hmm. and they want to stay on track more, meaning medication. And, you know, that's a big one. You know, sometimes, you know, with the holidays, you know, people were staying up late wrapping presents and forgetting to take medication. So it was getting people off a little bit. So now they're trying to get back on track with, you know, staying with their medication, trying to eat a little bit better, and staying on track with their doctor appointments.
Right. And their sleep, right? I don't know. I think
sleep is the biggest.
Sleep affects moods in so many different ways. I mean, it really, increases a person's anxiety. And then when you increase the anxiety, you're going to, you know, cause a problem with the depression. So I think that, you know, when we have these holidays, that they can really kind of throw us off track. And
yeah,
I think
you really don't realize it until it's like a week after not really sleeping well. And then it's like, okay, let's get back on track.
Yeah. Which, you know, like you said about, well, like with the medications, I mean, log sheets and medication logs and medication calendars and various types of apps are very, they have various mood and medication charts and apps.
Yes.
On the computer or online, and those things can be very helpful with little bells and whistles to go off if you happen to miss something. So certainly there are solutions that people, you know, can get to if they're motivated to do that. But you've got to have little various systems in place, and I think systems and routines are just paramount to any person, regardless of what their diagnosis is or what their condition is that you have to have routines set up for yourself and adhering
and,
structure. Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of times we kind of flying by the seat of our pants and, you're not doing the things that you need to do, and you got to put these systems into place. And I think that's really very, very important.
I've noticed a lot with the people in the groups that I belong to and myself too, that I need structure and I need some type of schedule that I have to stay on. And that's one of my little New Year's resolutions that I'm doing for myself, is to make sure that I'm on somewhat of a schedule, that I have accountability of, okay, this is what I have to do. If I don't do this, I'm going to, be off track again. So I need to stay on track. If you're not going to work every day, or even on the weekends, you tend to sleep in a little bit later, but that kind of gets you off track too. So if we can try and stay on some type of schedule through the whole week, I think that it will help also with remembering to take certain medications, when you're supposed to be taking them at certain times.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing, get organized and get rid of the clutter.
Mm-hmm.
So many times, with the holidays we're thrown off with, because we have everything all over the place and we have too much stuff. And so getting rid of the clutter and getting into a routine is just so important, so that your daily life can be maintained in a calm way, and not just flustered and just being really stressed out all the time because you don't have things together. You're not organized. So I think organization is it's so important. And if you're organized, then you have schedules and you have routines that helps, put things into place, and to try to stay, clutter free. And everything has everything has a little home.
a little place for it. Right?
Yes.
I really think what helps with, some people feel like they're so alone with certain things, and that they don't have, when they're trying to stay on track, that they don't have any type of, accountability involved with, whether it's an online support group or support groups out of your home. People can go online and check with, I believe it's NAMI. NAMI has a lot of
suggestions.
Information. Information and places that you can go. Personally, I just got involved with a place called Living Proof Recovery Center. And they have all different kinds of groups. They have anonymous groups. They have body image groups. And I feel I just feel so much better now that I've gotten involved with this group that that now I have accountability. When I see other people, they'll say, "So, how was your week? You know, how, you know, did you do this? Did you do that?" And you have you just have accountability. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Accountability, yeah, having that support of the group and checking in with that person is that's a very important thing. And you know, I would say that there are other things that, you know, if we were to kind of look at New Year's resolutions, that I have a list of things that I think could be very, very helpful. And besides this, you know, stay organized and have your routine, I think that we have to have other things, such as, you know, creating a relaxing environment. I mean, so many of us are so stressed out that we don't take time to have, you know, a calmness in our lives. And I think it's so important to create that environment. And if you don't create it, yeah, nobody's going to create it for you. You know?
Exactly.
So I think that, you know, there's different things that you can do to make yourself feel relaxed. I mean, some people, you know, meditate. Some people are out with nature. Some people are doing something creative that makes them, you know, feel good about their lives. And that's just so important. And another thing people can do is to plan a do-nothing day, right? You know,
I like those.
Like a pajama party.
But you end up doing things too, you know?
Yeah, I know. But it's nice to kind of, you know, maybe turn off all that technology, turn off the phone. Maybe head off to the kitchen and you might do some, I don't know, create a special little dish for yourself. But things that don't, you know, involve a lot of rushing around, because I think it's the rushing around and I've got to get this done, I've got to get that done. That's the thing that really makes people on edge and builds up that anxiety and the mania. So I just think we just have too much. I think technology is kind of at fault here. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that people can do is to, you can plan those do nothing days, and then you can plan the opposite of a getaway day, but a getaway from, you know, from all the household chores and the work, and, you know, because if you stay home, you're just going to be looking at all those things that you think
thing,
that you have to do, you know, you go, oh gosh, the garbage is overflowing. I think
day trips do wonders.
Day trips are wonderful, and that's I was just very fortunate and blessed to have a few day trips over the holidays, which kind of rejuvenate yourself and the family. It doesn't have to be something so involved and elaborate. I mean, sometimes those types of vacations, you need a vacation to recover vacation. I think people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But,
So
I think
what was your New Year's resolution this year? Did you pick one yet?
I didn't. Not to make the same mistakes.
Well, we all like to do that. Or, you know what? If you make the mistake, try and learn from it. There we go.
I tend to jam a little bit too much into my schedule. So what I'm going to try to do is say, hey, you know, there's going to be certain times that I am going to do nothing.
Yeah.
A plan nothing. I don't know if I can go with a day. You know, it would be a help for me if I just did a few hours, you know, just to, you know, not have so much challenges there with the things that I'm doing.
Have your own little doc moments.
that's exactly, that's what I need. That's my New Year's resolution, is to lighten up the schedule and don't jam-pack so many things into it.
I think that's a great one.
And don't rush it, because you rush it, then it doesn't get done. You know, you're not really enjoying that moment. And life is about really, it's just very fragile, and enjoying that moment, and it's just so important. Okay. Did you have a New Year's resolution or resolutions?
Actually, yeah, I did. I decided that I'm going to drink more water. I have to try and stay hydrated as much as possible, and I fell into drinking the diet soda. So I started with, instead of cutting everything out, I'm just half of the day, I'll have some soda during the day, and then the rest of the day I drink water. So I'm slowly getting to the point where I can just drink the water and nothing else.
Oh, that's great. And that's just so important and healthy. I mean, particularly if there's, medication involved, but people just need to drink more water. Anyway, I mean, the docs all tell us to do that, and yet, we start drinking other things that, sodas and so forth that actually take the water out of our system, or caffeine, right? Mm-hmm. Seltzer and caffeine are not
the sodium.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we're not just covering bipolar disorder, but Dance with Mental Health we're opening up to all various, conditions from, panic disorder, OCD,
PTSD,
major depression,
schizophrenia,
PTSD.
Yeah, everything.
Right. Yeah. So I think, all these things are, very, very important. So let's cover them all. So thank you for joining us and listening in, and we'll be back next week.
All right. See you guys next week.
Okay, Meg Dog. Thank you.